His power, which mightily works within. His power, which mightily works within. Yeah, I had just experienced power. The power of a 7.6 earthquake lasting 45 seconds. My family and I were asleep on the 7th floor of a 25-floor apartment building. Mark said that he felt like the floors above us were sifting down on top of us. I just felt that the moaning and the squeaking and the shaking was rocking us side to side, and we were going into some kind of hole in the ground. We scrambled to make sure all of us were all right, and the four of us went down the stairwell and out to safety of our car. Mark drove about, oh, I don't know, 5 minutes away out into an open field so nothing could fall on us, because you see, we never really knew if that was the big one or if there was a bigger one to come. As I sat in the car that night and waited for sunrise to survey the damage, that verse continued to rock in my mind. His power, which mightily works within. What was the secret to that kind of power that had just jarred our world? Over the next several months, he led me to Ephesians 6:10. Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Huh, yeah, right. I'm a wimp. I don't like to be strong if I don't have to. But the great thing about that is that as we look into this verse, that word strong is in the passive voice. That passive voice that represents the subject as being the recipient of the action. You, Candy, be strong in the Lord. The Lord is the one who is giving me the strength. I'm just the recipient of the action. I passively receive the strength that He gives. I'm to be strong in the Lord. That is a preposition that shows that there is a level of rest there, that as I rest in the Lord, He restores my strength. His power surges through me as I just receive the action that He already has for me.